All right, so let's just go across to our panelists. Robert Shapiro, the American political scientist with us, Irina Sokuman, Rohini Day, Anand Ahuja, all with us. Thanks very much. Robert Shapiro, let me come to you first. You know, there was a sense that when this debate began, Kamala Harris would need to defend the Biden administration, but by the end of the debate, it just seemed that Donald Trump was having to defend his previous presidency. She seemed to have flipped the way this debate was meant to go. I mean, that's my reading. Would you agree?
I would agree to that pretty completely. But I want to add one very important thing. I think everyone got a full impression with regard to who Donald Trump is and who Kamala Harris is. And I think that was a great service provided by the debate. It showed that Kamala Harris was presidential in stature. And of course, Donald Trump was a previous president, so he already had that stature. And she could go basically head to head with him in a very effective way. She deflected a lot of the criticisms of the Biden administration. I think Trump missed an opportunity by showing his own true colors, as reflected in a lot of the statements you saw. He missed an opportunity to simply focus on the areas in which the Biden administration was perceived to have performed poorly. That is the economy, the southern border, and the Afghanistan issue. Had he focused on those in a more level-headed way and not gotten off the rails, he would have served himself better. Yeah. Kamala Harris was able to counter that in very effective ways.
Irina Sukuman, 63-37 is what the CNN flash poll had to say. Would you agree that, you know, this was a resounding victory for Kamala Harris? And in the context of these elections, which was seen to be head-to-head, absolutely very, very close in the run-up to the actual elections themselves, the actual voting, she may have stolen a lead, and a considerable one, in terms of public opinion going forward.
I actually disagree with that. It's true that Trump did himself no favors with the way he came across. And in fact, 2 points, and I'll get to that later, may have cost some votes in key areas in the long run. But in terms of the debate overall, I don't think either of them changed anybody's minds or added anything substantially new to change the minds of independent voters. Completely in distancing herself.
Irina, we are losing your signal. I'll come back to you in a moment. Let me just go across to Rohini Day. Rohini, there were a bunch of fact-checkers out on the job. They fact-checked both sides, but some of the claims made by Trump seem rather ludicrous. For example, the suggestion that migrants are eating pets in places including Springfield, Ohio, it seemed... It seemed bizarre to say the least, and it turns out it's completely rubbish. It's not true.
And Vishwa, pleasure to be here. And how unsurprising is that? I mean, this is a man who has spouted nonsense for 4 years. I think it's ridiculous that we are at 50-50 in this country in support for him. And I hope that this was just an unveiling of the exposure of stupidity, sheer stupidity that he stands for. And when it comes to foreign policy and trade, he is clueless. He still thinks that tariffs is something that other countries pay. He has no idea that trade and comparative advantage can be a win-win for nations. He has no idea about the benefits. And I think India and the world will be reeling, whether it's, you know, Indo-Pacific or AUKUS or NATO or EU or even CHIPS or any global policies. Immigration is a good one you raised. Immigration is actually the competitive weapon of the U.S. We draw 400,000 of the world's best talent every year. We should be going out of our way to retain them. And I, you know, as an entrepreneur who speaks to maybe 900 women entrepreneurs every month, I lead a movement called Let's Talk Women. I know for a fact that a massive swaths of our economy would collapse without immigrants. And immigrants are the most law-abiding, hardworking. I mean, where would the Satya Nadellas, the Sundar Pichai's, Kamala Harris's mother? I came here for a PhD. So I think we need to change the narrative, go on the offensive completely, whether it comes to foreign policy, economy, or immigration.
Okay. Anand Ahuja, co-founder Indian Americans for Trump. You know, again, in terms of the debate itself, there were things which Trump said which weren't correct. For example, he claimed the vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, supported execution after birth. A fact checker said this was false. No state allows a baby to be killed after it was born. So, you know, in terms of the balance of truth, it certainly didn't favor Donald Trump.
Vishnu, the fact is that he quoted former West Virginia governor when he made that statement. So you should check from former West Virginia governor to what extent that's correct and it's not correct. In terms of other issues, as far as the poll is concerned, you have to keep in mind the background of both the candidates. Kamala Harris has been a career prosecutor her whole of life. She has been a good debater. So considering that fact, I personally believe that being a prosecutor whole of her life, being an attorney, her performance yesterday as a prosecutor, as an attorney, was below average. As compared to that, Donald Trump, who is not a career politician, who is absolutely not a good debater, if you see his performance, I think it was more than what we had expected from
Donald
Trump.
But Mr. Ahuja, that's not going to win him the election.
As far as winning the election is concerned, the question is whether, as one of your panelists just now mentioned a couple of minutes before, whether this has changed the opinion of independent voters, yes or no, and to what extent? People are watching. People are smart in this country. People are not stupid. They knew and they know exactly what's going on. To the extent, when fact checks were done yesterday by the moderators, they were more targeted towards Donald Trump and less towards Kamala Harris. It appears it's a bias or there is no bias. Secondly, with respect to the statement you made, eating of pets and all those things, credit or discredit for that goes to your community because those are reported in the media. So Trump, what stated was based on what your community is reporting in the media. So don't blame Trump for that. If I get a news from your channel, NDTV Today, and I go and quote that news, am I to be blamed for that or NDTV is to be blamed for that?
No, but you shouldn't blame the media either now, should you, sir? They're just doing their job.
No, but media, you know, I don't want to use those terms, but media, you know, that from TRP point of view, whether they are actually projecting a true picture of anything in this
world today. Sir, I have spent 30 years where there hasn't been a day when the media hasn't been slammed or criticized. But we leave that aside for today. But let me go back to Robert Shapiro. You know, it may seem a trivial point, but some would suggest that it's not. The fact that Kamala Harris has an endorsement from Taylor Swift in an era of social media where you've got one of the world's most popular singers with millions of social media followers, you know, is this not significant?
I think it is significant, and it's significant in the context of any prediction or any finding, whether or not the debate has had an effect or not. In my own view, I think at most the debate will have a small effect, and if the debate is shown to have an effect, especially among young voters and especially among young women voters, it will be difficult to distinguish the effect of the debate from the effect of the endorsement of Taylor Swift. It's kind of ironic to be able to say that kind of thing, but I think that's the state of the attentiveness of a lot of voters in the United States. Of course, they'll become more attentive as the election becomes closer, but this is where we are right now.
All right, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. A fascinating road ahead, but Kamala Harris, clearly, it's been her day. I think we would all, perhaps Mr. Ahuja would reluctantly accept that as well, but we'll save that for another debate, and there'll be many more. Thank you very much for being with us on this program.